Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. So often in the work we do with leadership teams and governance organizations, we discover some basic inadequacies in how they're structured and how effective decision-making may or may not be taking place. Structure is a basic truth about organizational effectiveness and how time is spent. It's funny how we use language, isn't it? We've referred to spending time as a finite commodity, don't we? In all actuality, we never get more of it. There's no market we can invest in that adds time to our day, our relationships, or to our lives. Time is indeed spent, and once the coin drops, it's gone forever. So, how are we spending time? Structured days give us the best return on our time investment. Structured days are perhaps best captured on a daily calendar, delineating each hour for measured sake. I, for one, employ time blocking to get the most of each day. I block time for calls. I block time for messaging via email or text. I block time for reading and research. I block times for meetings to accomplish specific objectives. I block time for stepaways, you know, those clear your head minutes, to rest and regain perspective before entering the next time block. Structured time gives us a solid sense of accomplishment as we look back over the day and see in a series of blocks just what we accomplished, what we advanced, what we resolved, and what needs to go into the structure of the following day. Well, it all seems so practical, doesn't it? Maybe even mundane, but in times like these, when we're all working from remote locations and the daily calendar is blurred, such practical structuring can make the difference between sustainable mental health and work satisfaction, as opposed to a sense of listlessness bordering on functional depression. So let's start structuring our days and see amazing outcomes personally and in the work we do. One of our friends reminded us this past week about the theme of control. Seems most of our lives these days have been turned upside down. A loss of orientation, loss of clients, loss of belonging, maybe loss of income. The layers of loss make it all seem out of control, and this doesn't bode well over an extended period. So the question we are reminded to ask ourselves was, what can you control? We're all so obsessed with the things we can't control that we're neglecting what we can control. So let's take the time and actually block the time to create an inventory of all we can control. I started a list that looks something like this. I can control my attitude. I can control what I'm spending. I can control my calendar most of the time. I can control what exercise I do. I can control how much I eat and drink. I can control my words, when to speak, and when to stay silent. And the list goes on and on. Actually, when I finished the initial list of what I could control, it was rather long. And just in this, I gained a sense of control, distancing myself from the crazy uncontrollable. For business leaders, it's critical that you get control of what you can in order to sustain the business. You may not be able to readily replace lost revenue for a while, but you can control spending. Now, not later, is the time to get control of firm-wide expenses. Stop all unnecessary spending. Encourage your organization to do more with less, and stay relationally connected. What's happening now will pass, and by exercising both solid structuring and control mechanisms, when you can, we will get through this. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.